The world of workplace learning stands at a critical crossroads. Traditional approaches, what Michelle Parry-Slater calls injection education, are increasingly ineffective in our rapidly evolving work landscape. Think about it. We're trying to solve 21st century problems with 1800s methodology. When you need to learn something in your personal life, like buying a car or mastering a recipe, you don't sign up for a lecture. You research online, ask friends, watch videos, and learn through experience. Yet somehow, in professional settings, we still default to formal courses when better alternatives exist. This disconnect has become even more glaring in our digital age. Information previously locked in experts' heads is now widely accessible, creating new challenges of information overload rather than information scarcity. The pandemic accelerated this shift dramatically, forcing organizations to rapidly adapt when face-to-face training became impossible. Those who previously relied heavily on classroom training found themselves scrambling, revealing both the fragility of traditional approaches and the potential of more flexible learning methods. What if workplace learning could mirror how we naturally learn? What if L&D professionals could become architects of learning environments rather than just content providers? This shift isn't just desirable, it's becoming essential for organizational resilience and growth. Learning initiatives must connect to business goals or they become mere temporary band-aids. Strategic alignment requires L&D professionals to understand company strategy by stepping outside their bubble and immersing themselves in the business context. Different departments speak different languages. Customer-driven organizations discuss net promoter scores and complaint volumes, while financial organizations focus on profit margins and EBITDA. By understanding these contexts and speaking the business language, L&D can demonstrate strategic thinking and gain stakeholder buy-in. Consider a factory needing 24/7 production with new hires. Rather than pulling workers off production lines for training, strategic thinking might implement QR code videos and learning buddies for point-of-need support. This ensures learning solutions align with business realities instead of competing with them. Several frameworks transform abstract learning theories into practical workplace solutions. The ICE, Information, Communication, Education framework, distinguishes between organizational information flows, with information supported by communication and education pillars. While internal communications might share a new policy, L&D helps employees implement it effectively. The EPC, Environment, Permission, Culture, addresses foundations needed for learning success, the right physical and digital environment, explicit permission to engage in learning, and a supportive culture that values development. The three R's, Required, Resourced, Referred, offers a scaffolded approach to learning design, recognizing that professionals need immediate answers while gradually building appetite for deeper learning. The Whole 100 concept encourages L&D professionals to view learning as a continuous process, integrating formal, informal, and social approaches to deliver the right solution for each specific situation. A fundamental shift has occurred from trainers who transfer knowledge to facilitators who support behavioral change by creating space for self-directed growth. Modern learning environments need facilitators who spark curiosity rather than simply delivering information. Digital learning has expanded beyond learning management systems to include infographics, podcasts, animations, digital magazines, and audiobooks. Success depends on focusing on motivation and user experience, ensuring digital learning is outcomes-driven, connected to business goals, and delivered with consumer-grade quality. As organizations embrace blended learning, measurement must evolve to focus on relevant business metrics like attrition, productivity, and employee engagement, tracking changes following learning interventions. This directly connects learning to business impact rather than relying solely on completion rates or satisfaction scores. Despite technological advances, the human element remains central to effective learning. Social learning, people learning from people, has been fundamental since Stone Age campfires. From childhood, we learn by watching and imitating others, a process that continues in workplace conversations, observations, and shared experiences. L&D should amplify social learning to ensure fair distribution and access. This means becoming playmakers, rainmakers, and changemakers who connect people with valuable resources. Practical approaches include expert directories, lunch and learn programs, tacit knowledge management, content curation, and communities of practice. Effective stakeholder engagement is equally crucial. The strategic latte concept involves purposeful yet informal conversations that build trusted relationships while providing reflection space. When building these relationships, engage both formal stakeholders and informal influential ones, including detractors and blockers, not just advocates. The author shares cake theory: make learning so good that people naturally want a piece of it. When L&D creates solutions that genuinely solve business problems, stakeholders will eagerly participate. Traditional L&D evaluation typically occurs after learning events through subjective surveys that fail to measure true impact. These happy sheets reveal little about actual outcomes. Effective evaluation must establish clear success metrics before any learning intervention begins. In an oil company case study, when IT requested phishing awareness e-learning for all employees, L&D first gathered evidence about where the problem existed. A fake phishing test correlated with HR data disproved assumptions about older workers being vulnerable, revealing middle managers with longer tenure were actually the risk group. This targeted approach reduced costs while solving the problem more effectively. To improve evaluation, L&D professionals should leverage existing data, identify valuable additional information, build guiding hypotheses, ask questions focused on behavior change, and seek meaningful data beyond traditional evaluations. With solid evidence and clear data trends, it becomes difficult for detractors to argue against your recommendations. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to modernizing L&D. Organizations must determine whether evolutionary or revolutionary change fits their context based on factors like change fatigue, employee sentiment about past learning experiences, and critical skills gaps. The COVID-19 pandemic forced an unplanned digital revolution as workforces shifted to remote work and learning. While many changes might have eventually occurred through evolution, the pandemic dramatically accelerated implementation. The question remains which changes will become permanent and which will revert to previous norms. Transformative L&D requires three key sensibilities: vigilance, working upstream to anticipate issues; design thinking, prioritizing experience over product; and responsive pace, balancing speed with thoughtfulness. Whether choosing evolution or revolution, reflective practice is essential, consciously surfacing learning and building a continuous learning culture alongside work. The journey to transform L&D requires resilience and perspective. The author encourages practitioners to hold it lightly, recognizing that despite perfect strategies, implementation will encounter obstacles. People will find their own solutions if L&D doesn't provide timely ones. Organizational change resembles not a single turning tanker, but a flotilla of boats moving roughly together, random and involving many people. Real impact often takes time, with groundwork sometimes requiring years. Reducing perfectionism and celebrating small wins helps maintain momentum. The future of workplace learning is about progress, not perfection. It's about creating ecosystems that support both formal and informal learning, shifting from controlling to facilitating, from standardized courses to solving business problems. This approach allows L&D professionals to build sustainable learning cultures that drive organizational success. Are you ready to reimagine learning in your organization? The journey may be challenging, but the impact on individual growth, performance, and business outcomes makes it worthwhile.